This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Now whip around 11:15. Stanley Cup playoffs. Caps back on the ice tonight. Must win, I'm guessing.
Absolutely.
Here.
Yeah, because you can't lose two in a row at home and then have to go to Carolina because that's a crazy place to play. And, you know, you stunk up the joint with 14 total shots, you know, the other night. No, they got to come out and play. If they have the same game as last time, they're done.
Then we'll talk about the NBA playoffs. Boston blew another 20-point lead to the Knicks in the second half. Mike Bordick, Oriole Hall of Famer, 11:30. I'm sure Mike's got a lot of things to say about the Orioles, 9 games below .500. But Adley Rutschman, let's take a gander at old Adley here. He has 4 doubles, 4 homers. That's 8 extra base hits. Slugging percentage is .347. That should be his on-base percentage, which right now is .316. His OPS, .664. He's hitting .212, 4 homers, 10 ribbies. He's walked 18 times, struck out 23. Versus left-handed pitching, he's in .154.
Damn.
.154. No. 6 for 33. No extra base hits. None. Donut. Zero. Last year, first half of the season, when he was the starting catcher for the American League All-Star team, and deservedly so. .276 batting average, .780 OPS, .339 on base percentage, .441 slugging. He had 12 doubles, 16 homers, 59 ribbies.
Damn. At the All-Star break.
At the All-Star break. And right before the break, remember, he took a foul ball off his hand.
Yeah.
Post-break, that's 90 games. This is baseballreference.com, their first half, second half determined by the All-Star break. Second half, 58 games. He had .207, 9 doubles, 3 homers, and a triple. Outfielder must have fell down or something.
Kind of what he's doing now.
Yeah. .207 batting average. .282 on base percentage. .303 slide. His OPS in the second half of last season was .582. Remember in 2023, he was leading off in playoff games because he could get on base and set the tone.
And wouldn't strike out.
He was very reliable.
No doubt.
In that category. So, to use a football term, you're wrapping up your Kyle Hamilton.
Mm-hmm.
Ravens said yes. Thumbs up, picking up fifth-year option. Tyler Linderbaum, we said no, but we're going to sign you to our long-term deal.
Right.
Adley Rutschman. It's his rookie deal. And he's looking for an extension before arbitration starts to get real. He'll be a free agent after 2028. Nolan, before we get to the phone, start with you. If this is a football scenario, what are we doing with Adley Rutschman here? Who, by the way, played football at Oregon State.
That's right.
Kicker.
Yeah. I'd pick it up. I mean, look, it's not like he's been bad all 4 years. It's just been the most recent, not even a full year. Talking half of last year, we're not even halfway through this year, so look, it sucks. You're expecting a lot more. He's supposed to be one of the bats that's carrying this lineup at times, and he's not doing it. He continues to bat a little bit high in the order. I would ask, hey, you know, maybe consider moving him down a little bit, get somebody else higher up, more at-bats on a daily basis. Again, the extra base hits, it's a problem. He's still pacing to be on par with where he's been in terms of home runs the last couple of years. Now, doubles and triples, that's a different story. He's pacing for 18 home runs. Career high is 20. So it's disappointing, obviously, but it over the 162, I'm eager to see how it pans out. If he goes a full year like what he was the second half of last year, then I think it might be starting to have a panic conversation.
Well, that's kind of where we're trending so far.
No doubt.
Well, we're on our way. Yeah.
I think if you look at it as the NFL, what you do is you would not pick it up, because you know what? If he picks it up and he's great, I can use the franchise tag.
Sure.
That's what you do in the NFL. Like, kind of like what they're doing with Oway.
But to your point too, Nolan, you know, why are you batting second, third? Why in the tie? Hey, old Sed Mullins was batting ninth. He had it when he was going through his struggles, which a year ago we were talking about. He had to take it, drop, you know, earn your, you know, get back up in that pecking order. You've got to earn things. And right now, he's, you know, we're insta outs here. I mean, how many times have we seen the Orioles go 1-2-3, see ya? And then the bottom of the first, just like that, they're down. They're at a deficit.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting tiresome here.
Now that I think about it, if we are going to go full football comparison, I'd say they wouldn't pick it up because of Sam Bassaio. Like, if you're an NFL team and you drafted recently, so to speak, I know Bassaio's been here a while, but we're trying to make the comparison.
Well, like
if you
the
knew,
Ravens.
Yeah, if
with
you
Mike
knew
Green.
You had a guy waiting in the wings that, in theory, could take over at that position, they probably wouldn't pick it up. But again, I'm just playing along here with the football analogy.
And by the way, one of the things that separated Rutschman as well, switch hitter. He can't hit lefties. Buck 54? Come on, man. That's super middleweight. No, that's super welterweight. That's not good enough.
When he came up, Bob, was he throwing out runners?
He's never Johnny Bench or Yvonne Rodriguez.
I got the numbers for you right here.
But he wasn't like, hey, at least there's a shot that he can get someone. Now he's like, nope, there they go.
Right. As a rookie in 2022, this was pre-rule change in MLB on how many times you can make a pickoff attempt.
What do they call it? Disengagement?
Right. And the size of the bases increased after
stupid
this.
Stupid name.
League-wide increase in stolen bases. So in 2022, caught stealing percentage 30%. 2023, when the rules changed, dropped down to 22%. Last year, 18%. So far this year, 16%.
Ooh.
Steady decline.
So that means if I was trying to steal second, I've got an 84% chance.
I'm sending my guys.
I might fall, get up, and possibly still get to the bag. But we're not making Adley the scapegoat for the struggles of this year's Orioles team. But he's one of the problems because he's one of the guys that's supposed to be carrying them.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Through these tough times, and quite frankly, he's just not getting it done. Let's go to Joe in Woodbury. Joe, what's happening?
That's what you should do for you.
Joe, come on, man. What's up? What are you doing?
About that. I'm arguing about why people want to talk. But
you just took a call third strike. What are you doing over there?
No, when people be arguing about sign Adley and sign Gunner, hey, man, the Orioles, who's the guy on the team, man? We know who Lamar is on the Ravens. He's the guy. We don't have the guy on the Orioles. So I feel as though stop arguing about signing these guys to contracts because they haven't shown us nothing except
Gunner Henderson's the guy. Gunner,
no,
every,
he hasn't shown me the guy.
He hasn't? Rookie of the year, starting shortstop? Oh, come on.
He has not shown me he's the guy. He may be the guy eventually, but none of them have shown me that they're the guy and deserve to be paid as the guy yet.
All right.
That's all I called it.
No, were you yelling at somebody else before we got you on? Because I heard you talking before we picked you up. Or are you just screaming at the phone?
We were talking about how Quick Draw was talking about the analogy about, you know, fifth-year options and all that stuff. I'm saying Orioles got control of baseball players for 7 years, right?
Well, roughly maybe five. Speaking. Yeah.
Adley actually less because of his draft
status. Adley's in his fourth year, and he is not. Has he shown us that he's the guy?
He's shown guy-like tendencies.
Oh, that's not being the guy, Bob.
Gunner's the guy. Gunner's the guy. He's the guy.
He looks like he could be the guy. But right now, Holiday looks like he could be the guy. Henderson hasn't shown he's the guy. Potential is one thing, but how many years do you wait on potential throughout their rookie contract?
What did he have, 33 homers last year?
He had 37 homers last year. He missed the first week plus of the season with an injury, right? And he is struggling like everybody else. I mean, after what, a bad month, he's no longer the guy? How can I be the man, Joe, if you're the man?
No,
David Letterman.
I got somebody else listening, and I'm trying to confirm what Henderson done, and they dispute me. Now they hear it from you. Now they might understand where I was coming from with that.
All right.
Henderson is much better than Adley, but we drafted Adley number one. We drafted Gunner in the second round.
Same draft.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. And I was telling him that. Adley's defense sucks. He can't throw nobody out. I heard y'all praising him for throwing out somebody the other day, but he is not the
last
guy,
night,
and he was drafted to be the guy.
I got you. All right, thank you very much. Keep in mind, Lamar Jackson was the last pick of the first round. Gunner was kind of in that
same area when
the Orioles drafted. We're crapping on Gunner Henderson all of a sudden. I got a problem with that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.